You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Foldable phones are here, Microsoft emails got hacked, and more news by Alex Baker Whitcomb. Tech news you can use in 2 minutes or less. The first foldable phone is here. Okay, so it might look like twin beds in a hotel room, but Samsung has actually come out with a phone that fully bends, the aptly named Galaxy Fold. It goes on sale April 26, and while it's not the first foldable phone concept, you can actually get your hands on this one. Get ready to blow your friends' minds if you have $1,980 to spend. Hackers may be reading your emails. In a newly discovered hack on Microsoft, attackers spent months with full access to Outlook, Hotmail, and MSN email accounts. They got in with stolen customer support credentials, giving them access to things like email addresses and messages, message subject lines, and in some cases, the messages themselves. Don't listen to your friends when it comes to merry-go-round experiments. A group of curious individuals decided they would try to spin a merry-go-round by pressing a gas-powered scooter wheel against it and cranking the throttle on said scooter. It went exactly as you thought it might. So whatever dumb things you might have done today, at least you didn't do that. Cocktail Conversation. The first episode of the final season of Game of Thrones premiered last night, and boy, is there a lot to unpack. Luckily, if you haven't had your fill, we've got a weekly podcast to help you stay in a Westeros state of mind. Wired recommends cheap phones. Speaking of incredibly expensive phones, not all of us have $1,000 or more to blow on a communications device. For the rest of us, there are still a lot of great phones out there for half the money. Check out the best options right here. More news you can use. The largest airplane ever created took flight for the first time this weekend, and it was pretty epic.